The program is briefly called Lawrence and Taylor. It's 590 WKZO coming in here after the Tigers game. Now, they technically said that it's two outs, bottom of the ninth, rain delay.
Yeah.
But who's kidding who? They're not hitting the field again.
Right.
It's not happening. So we'll let you know as soon as that is officially the final.
We're keeping an eye on it.
You know, we're keeping our ears open to find out what's going on. But in the meantime, we figured, you know what? We're not busy. We're not doing anything. So
yeah,
we might
just
as well just sit
around
here and talk.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that for the next little while here. First of all,
this portion of the show is brought to you by Lake Michigan Credit Union, the best place for your money. Learn more at lmcu.org.
Okay. Now, we've got some things that we want to take care of. Of course, video of the day, which we do every day, regardless if the Tigers are on, and we've done one today. You know, what if Super Mario Brothers, what if, you know, Mario and Luigi and all that, what if they were like Seinfeld?
You know, interesting concept.
Somebody out there wondered that and decided, let's put together an animated video on it. Well, they did. We've got a hold of it. It's on our website today, WKZO.com, and you can go check that out. In fact, it's on Facebook right now, so go check it out for yourself. And you can see just exactly what it's like. I mean, it's fun. It's fun, particularly if you are a Seinfeld fan. It's going to be a lot of those aha moments. Or a Mario Brothers fan. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah.
Either way. So another thing that we wanted to do, and since we really haven't had a lot of time today to do it, we've got some movie tickets to give away.
What's the movie?
The movie is Nonstop. This is that Liam Neeson action movie that's coming out on Friday.
I'm telling you, I'm seeing trailers for it regularly, and it looks like it's a nail-biter.
The interesting thing about this, because I get the opportunity to look through some of these movie tickets from next month, boy, there's some good stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's some good stuff coming.
Cool.
So you get to look forward to some sci-fi type stuff, and they've actually got a couple of biblical movies, which is, it's a rarity these days, but they are coming out with a couple
of those. Is one of those Noah's Ark?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
It's called Noah.
Yeah.
Which actually, that's going to be in the IMAX. That's going to be interesting to see on a huge, huge screen.
Last movie I saw a trailer for that.
Definitely interesting. But this is Liam Neeson's latest action film. Never thought he was the action star until seeing Taken. And then I was like, okay,
that
I'll
opened
buy
up
into that. That's good.
That opened up a whole new category for him.
It really did.
Yeah.
It really did. So Roger, I'm going to do something that I've never done before. At the top of the show. Now, of course, this is not the top of the show. This is the abbreviated top of the show.
You're going to give them away right now?
I'm going to give them away right now.
I didn't even get excited.
See, you're missing out on this.
That was my thrill for the day, and you took it away
from
me.
There you go. All right. Well, anyway, four tickets to see Nonstop. You can go with three of your friends to Celebration Cinema in Portage. Great food, great movies, great, great, great. I mean, it's just a good place to be.
Yeah, yeah.
So, tell you what, caller number 7.
Okay, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Caller number 7 takes three of your friends to a movie.
And yourself, too.
You
get to go, too.
Yeah.
You know, so
we're giving away four.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you get to go, too. You're not just sending your friends and going,
yes,
tell me how it was.
Yeah.
You know?
Right,
you get
if
to go
you get
too,
work.
So. So anyway, those tickets on the line, be caller number 7, and you can go ahead and win those and be the hero this weekend. Think
yeah,
about that.
You know. Your friends will love you for the day, at least.
I think it's terrific. So, well, one thing that we wanted to talk about with the abbreviated time that we have is, you know, we've heard all about how John Dingell is stepping aside. I mean, he's not immediately done, but
yeah.
End of the term.
He's
finished.
Not running for re-election.
And he's saying, you know, I don't like the job anymore. I don't like, I don't like Washington anymore. Well, apparently he doesn't mind it too much.
Yeah, because I want to send my wife there.
Yeah. And now she's, from what I understand, she's Debbie Dingell. She's 60 years old, so a little bit younger than her husband. Definitely one of the biggies when it comes to the Democratic Party. She's a member of the DNC. Certainly, I don't want to say shoe-in, but pretty close, given the name. But here's the thing. And I brought this up before. This was a day that you were out.
Okay.
And just the idea that, you know, here we've got somebody for this position. And, you know, John Dingell had been in there since 1955. He took over for his dad. So there's been a Dingell in that seat since 1930-something.
We're going to start naming the chairs in Congress like colleges do. That'll be the Dingell chair.
There you go. You know, and it reminds me, because if you remember, what was it, Scott Brown, Massachusetts. He got elected to the seat that was held by Ted Kennedy after he'd passed. And there's a lot of people, oh, Ted Kennedy's seat, Ted Kennedy's seat. And he would say, no, that's the people's seat. And I think that's the thing we need to remember. And we forget so easily that these seats belong to the people.
Yeah.
This belongs to you. This is your seat in Congress, not whoever's seat.
There ought to be a primary fight when a long-seated congressman chooses not to run for re-election. There ought to be a primary where the people in that district have a real choice to make.
Absolutely.
And we don't have royalty in this country. I don't want to see a Bush and a Clinton running for president again.
Certainly not.
And I don't think, I think she should be allowed to compete in a primary, but she's a shoo-in. She's got the right name. You know she's got money. I mean, Dingell's got money just falling out of his pockets.
And if she's a member of the DNC, they're going to go, okay,
oh, yeah,
it's hers. All right, see you later.
And so where do the people come in? This is not what the founding fathers had in mind in setting up royalty. That's what this smells like to me.
Well, and we talked a little bit about it on the program. This was, I believe, Monday. We talked about the idea. Does this really point out to the extreme the need for term limits? Now, if she wanted to run for the position, okay, term limits, that wouldn't cover that. And that's fine. If she wants to run for the position, hats off to her. Let her do it. But here's the thing. John Dingell has been there since the 50s. There's an awful lot of people. I wasn't even thought about at that particular point in time. My father hadn't graduated high school yet. And he passed away a few years ago. So, I mean, this is, he's been there forever. I think it points out to me, term limits.
I don't think the founding fathers ever considered there could be a sitting congressman who was in place as long as John Dingell. People didn't live that long then.
Well, and I think the other part of it, you think about the founding of this nation, there was this distrust of government. Really, the whole idea that instead of, you know, because we were under the leadership of a king and, you know, taxation without representation and all that. And that's why the Constitution was set up the way that it was, to limit what government can do, to limit different things that happen. And I'm sure the thought was, well, who in the world would want to be in Congress all those years if they thought about it at all?
Because Washington walked away from the job. They wanted him to stay, and he said, no, I'm going back to my farm. It's time to move on. We can't have royalty in this country.
Well, and how many people, I mean, not just presidents, because there were a lot of presidents that did that, two terms, and they're done. And certainly in the early days, congressmen, senators, they turned over rather frequently. And you know, we've come up with now the whole thing with, you know, people will, and I don't know if it was Mark Twain or who it was that said, but the idea that politicians are like diapers. They need to be changed often and for the very same reason.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you have these people in a particular seat for a long period of time, they get involved in gerrymandering their districts to make sure they can stay there for a very long time. And that's working against the people's best interest.
Certainly. Now, there's some people waiting here on the phone that want to chat with us about all of this. First off, we've got Tim in Kalamazoo. Tim, welcome.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hey, I agree with you, Roger, on a few things on this, along with Jeremy and everything else here. This Debbie Dingell situation, this is just another coronation. If you go back to Dingell there came into office in 55 to pick up his father's seat, who held it since 33.
Mm-hmm.
And I just cannot imagine, when I just heard that he was retiring, and how many years he's been there. I knew he was there for a while, but I just cannot believe that. If we go back to what the Constitution really was, and they never had the idea when the people, when this country was formed, the representatives that are elected, the congressmen, are to represent the people. And the biggest problem that was ever done was the amendment changing senators to direct election, because they are used to be appointed by the state legislators, and they were to represent the state interest. And we don't get that anymore in the state interest, nor is it, it's all about, you know, staying in power, and they have to run for re-election, so they're doing everything. If you put term limits on them, they got to go do the people's business and get out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You got no disagreement from either of us on that.
You know, and yep. I think it's interesting you bring up the idea that they had the amendment where senators went to direct election. I've always scratched my head on that and wondered, you know what? I think it worked pretty well when the state legislators were doing that, and I think that's the way the Constitution was set up. I really feel like we should have stayed with that.
Yep, I agree with that, but there was a lot of, on the other side of the fence on that, they were saying, well, there was a lot of backroom deals and all that. Well, that's been going on, and backroom deals are still going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Certainly.
It would just change the venue. It wouldn't necessarily change the game. And until we control the amount of money being pumped into our elections, the people are always going to play second fiddle.
I agree with that, Raj.
Follow the money.
All right. Tim, yep. Tim, thanks. We appreciate you calling in today. All right. We go from Tim to Chris, who's waiting on the line. Chris, welcome.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm glad to see you guys got back on. I was, you know, caught the baseball game on and off and was hoping that you guys would get back on, so welcome.
Well, here we are.
Yep. So, anyhow, I'd like to point out that, you know, prior to the amendment that limited presidential terms, which, you know, was pushed because of FDR, you know, FDR won, what, he won four elections?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people said enough is enough, and it's just weird to me that you know, there was enough support to say, you know, enough's enough with FDR, but somehow we missed Dingell or Strom Thurmond or even Ted Kennedy. You know, these guys hang around forever and enrich their pockets at our expense, and you know, this is just a blatant example of yet another dynasty.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to go from Dingell to Dingell to Dingell, and had any of them been termed out, you know, at 8 years, Debbie Dingell wouldn't, you know, or she wouldn't be a choice at this point.
Well, you know,
she was going to.
She might be a choice, but it would be a choice. She is not a choice at this point. She is who's going to get elected there.
Yep, she has everything in line right now. Nobody stands a chance, not a Republican, not a Democrat, not an independent. So it's, you know, it's unfortunate, and I just don't, I really don't understand how we missed that one. And, you know, we've done it at the state level. A lot of states have term limits, and somehow we missed it at the federal level, and we certainly need to address it.
That's not what this is not what the founding fathers had in mind. I just know in my mind this isn't what they intended.
Well, you know, it's funny because nobody, I think it was an unwritten rule. I've read something about it, but I don't recall what it was that I read. But there was an unwritten rule that a president would only serve two terms, and nobody thought about violating that really until FDR.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could make the argument, let's see, he got elected in 32. Where was he in his third? He was in the middle of the war in his third term, his third election. So you might argue that you don't want to change a horse in the middle of the river. But I think he was pushing that when he got his fourth election. So, you know,
well, but we fixed that problem. Why didn't we fix the rest of it at that point? That was your initial point.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, what seems reasonable? I mean, it's 18 years. I mean, it's a 6-year term for the Senate, is 3 terms too much? I think so. I think maybe 12 years, two terms.
I would say 2 terms myself. I would agree with that.
And I would say, you know, maybe 4 terms max in the House.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too. I mean, if you got somebody who's obviously good at governing or good, you know, and has some sort of a gift for it, that's why there's a lot of openings. You know, you can do the House, you can do the Senate, you can run for president, or you can go back home and run for governor or run for county commissioner or whatever it is you want to do.
Or go lobby or go set up a business or go. There's so many. Mm-hmm. You know, people have to be made to go through what they inflict on other people. I mean, to pass a law that, you know, and then it doesn't apply to you because you're not in those situations. You know, whether it's taxes or health care or business law, you know, these guys pass these laws, and if you can stay out of business for your entire life, you never have to suffer the consequences of those laws.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
Hey, guys.
All right, and we continue ahead. We're going to continue to talk about this. Lawrence and Taylor, 590 WKZL. Lawrence and Taylor on 590 WKZO. Before we continue on here for a few more minutes talking about what we need to, first of all, we want to let you know that the Tigers game has officially been called final. 6-5 victory for the Tigers over the Braves. Your next Tigers game is going to be Friday. Actually, they're playing the Yankees.
All right.
That'll be a 1 o'clock start time for the broadcast. I believe it's 1:05 first pitch. An abbreviated show after that as well, I have a feeling. So that's what's going on with the Tigers. One other thing, since we gave away movie tickets, I wanted to see if we did indeed get a winner, and I assume we did, Derek.
Yes, we did. Sally from Kalamazoo.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So Sally,
congratulations, Sally.
Sally gets to take in a really good action movie.
Yeah.
So that's nonstop, that new Liam Neeson one.
Yeah.
So,
you won't sleep through this one.
There you, well, I hope not.
Yeah.
If you do, then whatever sleep aid you got, please share it with us. All right. We do have Bob waiting on the line here. Bob in Kalamazoo, welcome to the program. Glad you're with us.
Hi, guys. Just a couple of things. As long as we're amending the Constitution to limit Senate terms, let's amend the Constitution so we don't broadcast spring training games anymore.
Okay. You don't
Secondly,
like them?
Secondly, there's a couple things you have to think about. One of them is, name a single senator, prominent senator from before 1920. You have a hard time doing it because they were all hacks. They were all the worst of political hacks who did, when you talk about back rooms, there were back rooms in every state. And it was almost like royalty. They tended to nominate people who were from prominent families and prominent political machines.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason, you know. There's a reason why it was the whole good government movement of the first half of the 20th century that got us the directly elected senators, because the Senate was such an awful place. The other thing is, you know, who's at fault here? Who really is at fault when you talk about this dingle, ridiculous dingle situation? It's the voters. It's not the Constitution. It's the voters who turn it back into office over and over and over again. We get what we deserve.
Yeah.
And we deserve the dingles, apparently.
Well, okay. Sadly, what's going to happen is the people in that district will have a choice of a Republican or Debbie Dingell. And so they're going to likely, by default, vote for Debbie. And that's the problem, is there ought to be, when somebody leaves office, there ought to be a free and open competition for a replacement.
You know, the problem is, until, and this just opens up a whole other bag, until you have a publicly financed election campaign without private money,
mm-hmm.
you're going to continue to have this thing over and over and over again, because you have these people who are just so hardwired into the system that they become the lifelong candidates.
And no more gerrymandered districts.
Oh, yeah.
Districts will be determined to have equal pieces of population and not fixed to assure one party wins every time.
Yeah, the idea that we hand over redistricting to just somebody who just happened to win the election, how do you think you're going to get a district? How is that district going to come out? You know exactly how it's going to come out.
Yeah, both parties do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And in fact, the Democrats did it better than the Republicans.
Oh,
both
yeah.
Have done it recently, but the Democrats coined the term. They coined the term of gerrymandering.
Yeah. Well, we're right. Not picking on Debbie Dingell. This happens in both political parties. She just happens to be today's example of what's wrong.
No, she's a very nice woman. I've met her. I've met her before. I've been a Democrat all my life, but I think it's time for change.
I agree. Hey, thanks for calling, Bob.
Thanks, guys.
All right. So Bob got a chance to chime in. You know, ultimately, I think there's a lot of common sense things we could do when you think about amendments to the Constitution. I think we can all agree on the idea of let's limit the terms. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's one of them. And there's a lot of others that we could have some other day a conversation about. But I think that's number one right there that we could all just say, yes, has nothing to do with party. Has to do with representing the people.
But we've also got to look at the money in this thing, Jeremy.
Well, right now we got to run, so you know what? We're going to get together and do it again tomorrow. A full 2-hour program. Be sure you're with us.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.